Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Good to see y'all this evening. Hope everybody's had a wonderful, wonderful day. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Let's just turn off everything that's on our minds, everything, every situation that seems to be coming against us. And let's just let the Lord minister to us this evening. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone on my right side have a prayer request, a spoken prayer request this evening? Let's all stand if you can. Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely, we missed her today. Yes, absolutely. Anyone else on my right side? All righty. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone else? All right, I don't want to miss anyone. Anyone up on the roster this evening? Brother Eddie?
Sister Wendy and two of her kids are saved. Yes. I still remember Kevin.
Kevin, is it? Absolutely. Anyone else? I miss anyone? All righty. Well, if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for your mercy and in your grace. Dear Lord, as we gather together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, we just want to feel your presence, dear Lord. Let your Holy Spirit have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. Lord, we pray for those watching online this evening or at a later date. Dear Lord, may they also just feel that closeness that only you can provide. As we bring these prayer requests to you this evening, Lord, for those sick, those shut in, those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, those that are suffering and that child that's suffering with an illness, dear Lord, may they just release, dear Lord, the situation that it is and let the doctors and the nurses, dear Lord, we know through your mighty healing, Lord, that they will discover what's needed, dear Lord, but most of all that you'll touch that child. And, dear Lord, we just love you. And, dear Lord, for those in the nursing homes and assisted livings, Lord, those that are traveling, those that aren't able to be here with us for whatever reason, Lord, we ask for you just to be with each and every one. Just touch them, dear Lord. Strengthen them. And, dear Lord, now we just lift up all the needs, dear Lord, that you've seen in our raised hands. Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor. Strengthen him as he brings forth your message, dear Lord. And we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. While you're standing, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. Praise the Lord. And there is.
Yes, hallelujah.
Give him a chance to get set up here. Amen.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Amen.
There's
Praise the Lord each day and hour. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get ready and take up our evening offering. While they're coming up, I do have one message. It's for the band of brothers. We have some situations that are going on right now and some that are traveling. So we will not have band of brothers this week. We normally have it the fourth Tuesday. So I'll get it postponed and get it rescheduled. But we're not going to do it this month. I'm sorry to that. If there's anybody needs anything, you can contact me or needs prayer. Just let us know and we will be there to pray together. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please?
Man. Although he prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From these hands, pull the nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
Amen. Amen. Miss Tabitha,
thank you.
Wonder, awestruck wonder. at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings.
Just a minute, have something on. Yeah, I've got something I need to sing. That's it. It's in D. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you just can't get away from one certain song. Sometimes it happens that way. Mercy walked in. Y'all worship as I sing. Judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when when mercy walked in, I stood there and wondered, how could this be that someone had just been set free? My chains were broken, I felt born again. Blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven.
when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case and called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Oh, the blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy.
To forget the words.
Just play
Lighthouse. Yeah, we're going to Lighthouse here. And you know, to my defense, back when we used to play, I was just a pretty one. You know, they kept me up front. That's all it was. But anyway, when we would go and play, she told me eventually, she said, here's what you got to do. If you're not going to be willing to get up there and sing lead on a song every now and then, you're going to have to at least learn to harmonize with us, you know, because, well, you can't just stand up there and move your lips, you know, and not get nowhere on this thing. So it's okay. So over time, I tried to get in there and do my part and learn some harmony part, right? And so then as my kids started growing a little bit older, Savannah come along, and I think her and her mama, they sound real well together. They sang real well together. And so she started correcting me at a young age, going, you know, Daddy, you're nowhere near your part, you know, kind of deal. And I go, wait a minute, whoa. I was playing and singing long before you was ever, you know, thought of. But here's the kicker, okay? That one sitting over there on the drums goes over and tells me, Paul, you're dragging on your timing. You know what I mean? So what goes around comes around full circle. So y'all bear with me, and I'm going to try to sing the Lighthouse. Thank you, Jesus. I praise the Lord. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's seas. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light, a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. And if it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my sheep would sail
no more. Now everybody that lives around me says tear that lighthouse down. You know the big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use in it hanging round. And then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light to that old lighthouse that stands up there. Oh, y'all help me sing this. And I
thank God for the lighthouse.
I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, He has shown His light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? If not for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for that wonderful lighthouse. Amen. God is good, isn't He? Praise the Lord.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. Let's stay. We'll be ready. I'm not going to sing, but I do want us to do a chorus maybe. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of St. Luke. So glad to see you here tonight. We appreciate you being here. Got a lot of folks that are out, a lot of folks that are sick, a lot of folks that are traveling, but I'm glad that God's here. I'm glad that you're here. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of St. Luke, chapter number 6, beginning with verse number 17, we'll read down through verse number 19. And He came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of His disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch Him, for there went virtue out of Him and healed them all. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for another day and another opportunity to come into Your house to worship. Thankful for Your many blessings, God, and for Your healing, for Your anointing presence. Father, we do pray tonight, God, that You would just lead and guide and direct this service the way that You would have it to go. Father, I humbly ask that You would anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to us tonight that You would have us to hear, that we might be submissive and obedient, Lord, to Your word and to Your will. And Father, we do remember the many who are sick and afflicted, and we pray, God, by faith, believing that all things are possible, that You'll reach out and touch and anoint and heal and strengthen those who stand in need of prayer tonight. Yes. And Father, we'll look to You to give You all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For just a very short little time tonight, I just kind of want to remind us the power that the Lord Jesus has. And if I had a message thought or title, it would be Touching Jesus. The Bible says that the whole multitude sought to touch Him. Actually, this story begins to take place a little bit farther back in chapter 4 after Jesus was baptized. said he was full of the power, the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan 40 days and 40 nights. Never, ever discount the power of fasting and prayer and seeking God. Now, we know that the Lord Jesus during this time had nothing to eat, but all that was on his mind was doing the will of the Father, praying his flesh under subjection. Satan came to him on the number of three times, but yet the Lord Jesus was able to rebuke him with the word of God. We find that later he went into Nazareth, a place that he grew up, and while he was there, he entered the synagogue, and he took the book, and he began to read from the prophet Elijah, or Isaiah, rather, and he read this. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." And then we find that Jesus went up into the mountain, he with his disciples, and he prayed all night long. Again, it seems like when Jesus was getting ready to do anything, he always went to prayer, not just a 30-minute prayer, not just an hour prayer, but on several occasions he prayed all night, sometimes all day. And after he had finished his all-night prayer, he called his disciples among them, and he chose 12 that he named apostles. And this is where we find that Jesus is coming down from the mountain. He's coming down full of power, and also he's coming down to a waiting audience. And as he steps out on the plain, we find what we read tonight, that there was a multitude of people, all different kind of situations, heartbroken, some were blind, some were lame, some were halt, some were probably leprous, and all those many things. They knew the fame of Jesus Christ, so they were waiting upon him. But what I want us to understand and know, that whoever touched him were healed of whatsoever disease that they had. And all day long today, the Lord has just been dealing with my heart for us tonight to really touch Jesus. If it's not on behalf of yourself, then certainly it may be in on behalf of someone else. There's a lot of people that need prayer. There's a lot of people that need touch, need a healing touch from the Lord. And my family, for one, needs a touch from the Lord. And I know others. I know Brother Jim and Sister Karen were traveling to Texas. They stopped in Mississippi to see some kin folks. And Brother Jim ended up in the VA hospital out there with some kidney problems. So it just seems like there's a lot of sickness. Sister Wendy and her family's been sick. A lot of people here tonight have had some sick folks. But I would like for us tonight, before we dismiss, before we go home, to really get an earnest prayer for those who stand in need of prayer tonight, for those who may be sick, those who may be afflicted, those who may just be experiencing some hardship in their life. And there's an old chorus that we used to sing. It just says, simply reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, probably G, maybe F. Would you stand? And as we sing this song, if you have a need, I want you to bring it before the altar. I want you to, if it's not for you, like I said, it may be for somebody else. But if it's not, maybe we can just pray for one another. Just as Jesus went down into the valley, went down into the vale, those began to touch him. They gathered around him, and as many as touched the Lord. How many believes that the Spirit of the Lord is here tonight? Let's sing that song. Sing it with me if you would.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply. Reach out, touch the Lord as he goes by.
You ministers, if you would, come to be with us and let's pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, whatever this thing is tonight,
Father, we pray, Father, Lord, reach out and touch. God, come on, and rest in your presence. Be with me, Paul, and
cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up.
Something happened. There's a miracle.
as Jesus and his disciples were walking through Jericho. You know the story. Blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the wayside begging. And he was trying to get the attention of Jesus, and some even tried to quiet him down, but he just kind of screamed that much louder, and Jesus called him out. Now, Jesus knows all things. Do you agree? Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus knows what prayers you need and what you have need of in this life, whether it be sickness, affliction, or whatever. But you remember he said, basically, in paraphrasing, he said, "What would you have me to do unto you?" And quickly, Bartimaeus said, "That I might see." Now, Jesus knew that he was blind, and he knew what his request was. But that's the reason I think sometimes it's good to make a specific request unto the Lord. Lord, I need healing for my body. Lord, I need healing for this. What is it that I would do for you? And that's been on my mind pretty much all day today. Just been thinking on the blessings of God. And, you know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. So if you have a specific need, if any time, just give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need your healing for this particular need. And, you know, he was made whole. He was able to see from that very hour. There's a miracle, one just for you, that the Father's doing even now. Praise God. Just worship the Lord as they sing that song.
Have you prayed and prayed, and still you've heard no answer?
many believe that? God has a customized miracle just for you that he's working out even now as we pray. Amen. I know it was unusual tonight, but I had to obey the Lord. I just have felt all day long like the Lord just wanted to walk through the congregation tonight and just touch folks. And if you didn't have a need for yourself, there's so many needs. Just look at the text blast. Just look at the different situations that people are going through. And let's pray one for another this week. Let's really, really get in touch with God and pray that God will just send us folks, hungry folks, amen, for a mighty move of God. God bless you. I love you from the depths of my heart. We thank you for all of your prayers and thoughts for Mom and for Kevin as well. And we hope to get them back, amen, and get them well. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a glorious and wonderful and safe evening. Brother Jim, if you would come and dismiss us with a word of prayer. Love each and every one of you.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise. Hallelujah.
Praise your sweet.
He is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
My heart's overflowing. I know, as Brother Eddie said it so well, that there are so many prayer requests. And I know we ask every service and we raise our hands. And with the text blast and with the things on Facebook, and you see the needs. But you know, God is a mighty God.
Yes.
And he is in control, and we release it to him. Let's continue as we get ready to dismiss this evening, continue in that same mindset that we're worshiping and praying. And as Brother Eddie said, there's so many needs, whether it's you personally or a situation or someone you know or someone you work with or someone we run into somewhere. But just want to give God all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, right?
Yes.
It's not about us. It's all about him.
Amen.
Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Again, we love each and every one of you, and I know I mentioned it Wednesday night, and I failed to do it this morning, but I see some people here that were affiliated with the Easter play and all that went forth. The house was, there was a good crowd here that morning, last weekend, and I want to thank all of you involved, and for everyone else, I want to thank you for your prayers, and we just love each and every one of you. So listen, if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to dismiss. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And you're all invited back for service Wednesday night. And don't forget about the other ministries that will be going forth. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit, dear Lord. Thank you for your comfort. Lord, we again, as we come to you, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask for you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. But for each and every one, again, that wasn't able to be with us this evening, those watching live, Lord, each and every prayer request that goes in on our page, dear Lord, we ask you to touch each and every one. Lord, strengthen us, guide us, and keep us. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen, amen. Love y'all. Have a great first of the week. See y'all Wednesday.